when you come across a real evangelist, now that word has a lot of connotations in this day and age. Some of them are good and some of them aren't so good, depending on your background and experiences. But what a real evangelist is all about, these are people that God calls and gives special gifts to travel around to our local communities and bring those gifts to us in such a way that we are renewed and we are revived and we are refocused on our mission and our call to love radically in this denomination. We have been blessed from our earliest days with one of the most gifted evangelists that I've ever seen, and her name is Reverend Dolores Berry. And and I'm so happy because I can't wait to be blessed today. You're not going to have to hear me speak today. You get to hear the Reverend Dolores Berry. She's going to preach and sing and minister to us. Reverend Dolores, welcome to you.
Amazing church.
Amen.
I have watched you for over 20 years. I've been to you. Thank you. I am so happy to be back. Judy and I are. Last time we were here, I had just had two strokes. And I couldn't even finish preaching. But that's another sermon.
Yeah.
Hello. The sermon today has two titles. I'm going to start out singing, then I'm going to read the scripture now, and after that, I'm going to start preaching, sing again, and then sit down. Pastor just cleared that, because I know you're having a congregational meeting after this, and so for those who I will be coming over Wednesday, we'll know what time before you are 6:30, and thank you, and to have prayer with people who wish to do that. Okay, all right. Philippians 3rd chapter. I will come from 1 to 14, but I encourage you to read the chapters, the two before that, and read at least through 4. Here it is. Finally, Paul wrote this. Finally. You ever said finally when something has finally happened right? Amen?
Amen.
Finally.
Finally.
I said that after Judy married me September the 6th, after 30 years. Finally. Finally, my sisters and brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the things again is so no trouble for me to write back to you, as he spoke to you, because it is a safeguard. In other words, we need to hear it over and over again to believe it, to know it, and to live it. 7 through 14. Whatever Paul said, whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted now in Christ Jesus as a loss. I lost it. And he goes on to say, I don't care. More than that, I count all those things to be lost in view, surpassing value as if nothing, knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish in order that I may gain Jesus. It goes on to say, without intended, he wants to know what it means, the resurrection. He wants to know this Jesus. He wants to understand what Jesus went through for us. He goes on to say, you know, sometimes we sound like we're perfect when we're preaching. Some folks know that's not true.
Amen.
Especially the preacher. Amen. This is what I love. In 12, not that I have already gained perfection, nor have I behold to be perfect, but I press on in order that I may lay hold of that for which I also lay hold of by Jesus. Mm. I do not regard myself as having laid hold to it yet. He admits it. But one thing I do, forgetting what lays behind and reach forward to what lays ahead.
Yeah.
Yes. That is why we are here.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hand that to you. I'm going to put everything in order. And y'all know I drop papers as I go. Those of you who know me, don't worry about it. I want to sing a song to you. Everything that has happened in this service so far is what the service has been about in the sermon, and Presley had no idea. God is here. God is here.
Yes.
It is. Bring it down a little. Perfect. Can you feel that? The music? I want you to feel the sound.
There is a sweet anointing in this sanctuary. There is a stillness in the atmosphere. Come and lay down the trials you have carried in the sanctuary. God is here. There is a sweet anointing in this sanctuary. There is a stillness in the air. We can lay down. In this sanctuary, God is here. Walking in this sanctuary, there is a we can lay down all the burdens we have been wrestling with,
yeah,
in this sanctuary. God is here. God is here. God. Break
tell?
Yep.
Can't you tell God is here?
Yeah.
To heal our broken hearts and heal the wounded. Wake and lay down the trials we've been living with in God's sanctuary. God is here.
Come on, yeah.
God is here.
God is here.
God is here.
God is here.
To heal our broken hearts and soothe the broken. God is here. God's not here first. God is here. Cradle our brokenness and build us up. Come and lay down burdens we've traveled with. Yeah. God is here. Yeah!
Hey! 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 Yeah!
Oh, thank you. Oh, I'm so glad.
Thank you. Hey, yeah.
God got here before we did.
Yep.
And then looked upon us.
Yes.
And decided to send us to this earth. Mm. All right, your mama and daddy had a little bit to do with it. But not the whole of it. It's just that God knew that the earth would not turn properly without your being on it.
Mm. All right.
This is a faith tour on this three church evangelistic tour of Florida. It is the faith tour. I want to talk a little bit about what life was when I came out, which was 742 years ago. Somebody knows. I could have come out at the age of 2, but I didn't. Solely because I didn't know how to talk well enough. But I don't remember a time I didn't know. I always knew that God loved me.
Yes.
I saw that. I not only felt it, I experienced it. All of us have. But in the midst of it, the church had some issues with me. Not God, but the church.
Right.
And so the faith gets shaky when we feel that others do not see the Christ of us, God in us. And so we get afraid that God would not want to be with us. And then a gay king, I won't even go further than that right now, that gay king, who wrote all about it, knew he was just as queer as we were. Amen.
Amen.
This is going to scare somebody. But you will live through it, and the roof, it didn't fall in. I remember being homophobic. And this sermon is not about homophobia. It's not about being gay. It's about faith. I belonged, I was ordained in the Christian Methodist Episcopal Church, and I was in the closet to the church, really to my life. And then one day, a man came to join one of our community choirs that I sang on. And he came through down the aisle, and it flamed. There was no way to miss him. Not even with our eyes closed. We would have felt the sensation of the burn that walked on in. process with that you would come 1 week, then rehearse with us, and then the following week we would vote, and then the next week we'd invite you back. I hadn't been ordained for not even 2 months. And at the time of voting, I stood up to 75 folks on that choir, newly reverend, and I said, I vote no. Because I will not serve on a choir with a known homosexual. Closet people heard us. Jesse McFallon, the choir director, stood up from the piano. He leaned across it and he said, Reverend Barry, we're going to miss you. Oh, yes. Somebody back in the choir said, those who complain. 10 months later, I'm coming out to them at the age of 23. And I burned that closet down. There is something about, I got to get rid of stuff. I got too much in my hand. There is something about a people who are told that God does not love them.
Yes.
There is something that happens within us. We begin to believe that we're evil. We begin to believe, come closer to me, baby. We're going to preach this together. We're going to believe that God does not know us, that God does not want to know us. And so we get scared inside. And then when trials come, when painful things come, we don't know where to turn to. We don't know who to talk to. And we get so afraid of God that we just don't want to talk about God. We don't want to search for God. We don't want to feel God in our soul. We don't want to hear about God. But something was born inside our bones. And you have it because you're here. And others are on their way. That something, with it no matter what, we couldn't help ourselves. We couldn't help ourselves. With our fears, with our doubts and everything else. We had to find a place, like Paul, to find a place where we can have Christ in our souls as well. Where we have a message of the fact that Jesus died and rose from the dead for us.
Yes.
I don't care what faith you got. Just have one. I have no concern whether if you're Buddhist or you're Christian or you just see Jesus or some spirit in the water that you look at here in Florida where water is everywhere.
Yeah.
But that in some way we realize that there is someone who reads our tears when we cry. That there is some way that angels watch over us not being who they used to be. That there is some way that we can feel the strength and the power of this being that created us into being. And in that wholeness, amazing things happen. Now today there's a call out. Sometimes I've done that. On this side, I'm going to ask you to call out, keep the peace. No, you're just going to do keep the. Let's try that.
Keep the.
Much longer, keep the.
Keep the.
Louder than that.
Keep the.
Not on this side.
Oh.
Again. Get louder, or I'll be up here going again forever. Y'all got a meeting, amen?
Jesus.
Make noise in here.
Jesus.
Faith.
Faith.
Jesus.
Faith.
I got to get this down here. I don't have enough room here for that. All right, do it again.
Jesus.
Faith.
That God loves you.
Jesus.
Faith.
That God knows you.
Jesus.
Faith.
That God created you.
Faith.
That the doors of heaven are open for you.
Keep the
that
faith.
You deserve it. Faith. You deserve it.
Faith.
You deserve it.
Faith.
Better is coming. New
faith.
Life is coming.
Faith.
You're going to keep breathing.
Keep the faith.
Because you're going to keep it.
Keep faith.
You're going to keep living.
Faith.
I tell you.
Faith.
Don't get tired.
Faith.
Somebody say she's dramatic, but I tell you, in that closet mm-hmm. door for the church, I was so afraid that it was hard to
faith.
There's someone here right now, maybe the first time you came here. But I want you to know that all you need to do is
faith.
Of a mustard seed. Mm. You don't have to worry. I'm going to sing that. You going to sing that with? God bless you. I hear you, Stella. Listen, this is an adult lullaby. That's what I call it. Drink it. You don't have to worry. Don't be afraid. Joy comes in the morning. Trials, they don't last always. We know somebody named Jesus who will wipe our tears away. And if our heart is broken, we can raise our heads and say, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in Jesus' hands. Your tests and trials, they come to weigh you down. And all your friends and loved ones are nowhere to be found. I know somebody named Jesus who
can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands.
With Jesus,
I can take it. With him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands.
You don't have to be afraid. Joy comes in the morning. Trouble will not last always. We've got somebody named Jesus who will wipe our tears away. And when our hearts are broken, we can lift up our heads.
I know that I can stand.
Yeah, no matter what.
No matter what
may come my
may
way.
Come my way. My life is in your hands.
With Jesus
I can take it.
I know this.
With him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way. My life is your hand.
Yeah.
Oh, I know I can take it.
1968. Reverend Troy D. Parrish held the first MCC service in his living room with 12 people. They called it Metropolitan because he thought it would go no further than the city. I came in at 23. I'm 63.
Can take it.
Keep playing it low.
Once I know I can stay. No
matter. The March on Washington. And we're doing that we did for years. 79. More than 125,000 doctors and nurses and janitors and the unemployed and militaries and gay FBI agents were marching with us. People, be at peace with God. God is in peace with you. God is at peace with you. I got more time?
Yeah, swing low.
While they're gathering, Stella is here today, a dearest friend of ours. Stella, will you raise your hand? There she is. Many of you know her. She heard this sermon Sunday. Was there anything like it than today? Say it louder, they don't hear you. This sermon was written on my heart at 3 this morning for you.
All right.
The choir didn't know I was going to ask them to start singing this. Your pastor, Presley recorded that for me. Every message of encouragement that you hear is from God to you personally. So we know we're not perfect, but it ain't about our sexuality. And don't say that you are, what did it say, that orientation, your sexual orientation? I have not been to one class Hello? That's what they said in my daddy's church. Well? Y'all can say it too. Well? Yes.
Hey.
Let God love you. I don't know what key. Hit a key. I'll go from it.
Can you give us E flat?
Sweet. You know, I wasn't supposed to be able to walk. I wasn't supposed to be able to walk and talk before I was born. I'm my parents' only child, and my mom had 5 tumors. And they brought to them papers to abort me 3 times. My mother joined MCC a year after me. She said she wanted to worship where her child did. Almost everybody in my family is gay anyway. We beg the babies, have a baby. You can be gay as you want to be, but have a baby. We are running out. We want to know, understand,
feel and be a part of God's healing power and love in this earth. Stay church. You know, I always leave you with a word. You are an amazing church. You are an awesome church. I don't have to say this. You are all good people. The only thing I can't stop saying is that I delight in you. If there is someone who wants the arm of fellowship as this service is going on, I'll meet you Wednesday. But if you want to be a member of this congregation, put on a piece of paper and hand that to Presley, who is an amazing man too, amen. And just, I'm not going to stand on that. He's on one of my albums. I'll be sending some after the year. Y'all can get them then. I'm run out. But he sings on one where I've got on a gold flock. He showed us all around England more than once when he was living there. We are everywhere. When that little boy started singing that song, have that much faith.
Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship is to our God.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry us home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry us home. Yeah, beat that drum. I changed the words, so be ready about it, all right? I'm warning. I looked over Jordan, and what did I see?
Coming for to carry me home.
I saw a band of angels come and welcome me.
Coming for to carry me home.
Swing, 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 swing low. Swing, chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, chariot, coming for to carry me home. I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Come and welcome me.
Coming for to carry me
home. I looked over Jordan, and what did I see?
Coming for to carry me home.
A bunch of lipstick lesbians come and welcome me.
Coming for to carry
me home. Yeah, I said it. I looked over Jordan, and what did I see?
Coming for to carry me home.
Gay men in heaven, come and welcome me.
Coming for to carry me.
I looked over Jordan, and what did I see?
Coming for to carry me home.
Transgender angels, come and welcome me.
Coming for to carry me.
I got
home.
Another one. I looked over Jordan, and what did I see?
Coming for to carry me home.
Sexual angels, come and welcome me.
Coming for the
carry. Oh, there's another one. I looked over Jordan, and what did I see?
Coming for the carry me home.
Heterosexuals, come and welcome me.
Coming for the carry me home.
I looked over Jordan, and what did I see?
coming for to carry me home.
Jerry Farwell and Anita Bryant and a couple of Popes and a whole lot more. Maybe your mama, maybe your daddy, maybe your sister, maybe your mm-hmm. brother, maybe your uncle, maybe your aunt. Mm-hmm. They all are coming forth
to carry me home.
Swing, 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 swing low.
Sweet chariot, coming forth to carry me home. Swing low. Coming for to carry me, swing low, swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home, swing low, chariot. Coming for to carry me home, coming for to carry me home. If
you've been blessed by the Reverend Barry, would you say amen today?
Amen.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you. Oh, one of the things I love about being in this faith, and I say it all the time, I'm like Reverend Barry. I believe that just have a faith, but I also just want to tell you, Christ is a great Savior for LGBTQIAZWF people. One of the reasons why is because it's an empowering way. And it is a way where God said, I need you to partner with in this world. I choose you to partner with in this world to make a difference. Because your life will have the color and the flavor and the gifts to touch somebody that nobody else will. If you'll let love flow through your life and if you'll share what I give you. That's what God tells us over and over. We are blessed abundantly. And that's what the offering is all about.